Good morning, everyone. Today we are going to talk about two very important aspects of both intestate and testate succession. And these two terms are known as adiation and repudiation. So adiation means it's the acceptance of a benefit from the estate of a testator or the deceased under testate or under intestate succession. Repudiation, on the other hand, means the rejection of a benefit or refusal to inherit a benefit from an estate of a testator or the deceased under both testate or under intestate succession. So in South African law, a beneficiary is free to adiate or to repudiate any benefit. No one is obliged to accept or reject any benefit under the law of succession. So it's generally assumed that a beneficiary will adiate any benefits received in terms of either a will or in terms of the rules of intestate succession, obviously depending on the circumstances, because a person's not going to accept a benefit if they have to make a monthly payment and therefore being put under financial duress because of accepting. Okay, because that does happen. Okay. As a result, there are normally no formalities required for adiation. However, repudiation has to be done in writing. There is at least one situation which requires adiation to be in writing, and that is when an obligation is attached to the benefit, as I just explained now. For instance, I'm the deceased person and I leave my car to my daughter. However, my car is on a lease, and that lease would entail the financial burden being placed onto her should she accept the benefit of accepting the car as her own. So that's the only time adiation has to be in writing, because it places a burden on the beneficiary. So I'm going to just give you a quick example, although I have already. For example, the testator would say, I bequeath my farm to my son, but he has to pay an amount of 100,000 rand to his sister Jane if he accepts. So in this example, there is an obligation attached to the benefit. So Peter cannot accept or adiate the farm and reject the responsibility to pay an amount to Jane. Peter's act of adiation would need to be reduced to writing, as it is not simply presumed that a beneficiary has adiated a benefit which has an attached obligation. So in most cases, adiation is inferred from the beneficiary's conduct. So on adiation, beneficiaries acquire a vested personal right to claim the delivery or transfer of the bequeathed benefit from the testator's executor when the estate has been wound up. Okay, so basically, even though the beneficiary doesn't expressly state it, so it doesn't come out of their mouth that they accept it, their conduct is looked at. So if they behave as if they already own the thing, it will assume that they have accepted or adiated the benefit. So you have to think very carefully when you're acting during the reading of wills and stuff like that in your family member, with your family members, because it can be taken in by implication, through implication of your behavior, of your conduct, even though it's not expressed verbally. So by contrast, repudiation is not readily inferred through the conduct or from conduct, and written proof is usually required. If a beneficiary does not expressly repudiate a benefit, so in other words, he doesn't verbally state that he doesn't want to accept the benefit, but resigns himself or herself to the fact that he or she is not going to receive something that he or she was entitled to in terms of the will, such conduct may be construed as repudiation. The court, however, will not readily accept that a beneficiary loses the right to enforce the provisions of a will by simply doing nothing. Okay, so if a beneficiary expresses repudiation or repudiates a benefit, Such repudiation is final and can only be reversed by the court if it was made, in inverted commas, in an excusable ignorance of his or her rights. Okay, that's the only circumstance that the court would probably reverse the repudiation. That's if the person didn't actually understand what they were repudiating. The effect of a repudiation by a beneficiary varies according to the provisions of the will and in the particular circumstances. If the will makes provisions for substitutes to inherit in the place of a repudiating beneficiary, direct substitution will take place and the substitutes will inherit in place of the repudiating beneficiary. So under certain circumstances, accrual can also take place and the repudiated benefit may be added to the shares of other testate heirs in accordance with the rights of accrual, which we'll go through as well just now or in another episode, sorry. So it's also possible that the repudiated benefit may fall into the residue of the testator's estate to be inherited by all the residual heirs. Finally, the repudiated benefit may devolve in accordance with the rules of intestate succession if there was no residual heir appointed. So just to understand the difference between adiation and repudiation, in an adiation, there is no action needed because it can be expressed or it can be implied through conduct. However, the executor needs to transfer the benefit to the adiating beneficiary. However, if the adiation is accepted with an obligation attached, that acceptance has to be done in writing. With a repudiation, the repudiation must be rejected, or the benefit must be rejected in writing. Excuse me. The beneficiary will receive no benefit. The benefit devolves to the residual heir or according to the rules of substitution, accrual, or intestate succession. So just to go through an example of the devolution of the repudiated benefit. Tiens is a widower and included the following provisions in his will. The first one was, I leave my farm to my son, Sean. Should he not want the farm, it must go to my granddaughter, Dina. Secondly, I leave my 1967 motorcycle to my friend, Candace. And thirdly, I leave the residue of my estate to my nephew, John. So considering the implications of the above bequests, the following scenarios could exist. At the time of Tienz's death, Sean repudiates the legacy of the farm. Dina has been named as direct substitute and will therefore inherit the farm. Should Dina then repudiate the benefit, it will fall into the residue of the estate to be inherited by the nephew, John. Secondly, with regards to the motorcycle, if Candace repudiates the bequest of the motorcycle, it falls into the residue of the estate as a substitute, has not been named to receive the benefit, and should the instituted beneficiary repudiate, John, as a residual heir, will then receive the motorcycle. So the nephew again gets that, right? And thirdly, should the nephew John refuse to inherit the residual of the estate, it will then be divided amongst the intestate heirs of Tiens. Okay. Because the will become invalid if they all repudiate their benefits. So it will fall into intestate succession, even though there's a valid will. Should all the heirs repudiate their benefits, the will then will be devolved according to intestate succession, as if there was no will. If all three of the named beneficiaries therefore repudiate, the entire estate will be divided equally amongst Tien's intestate heirs. And that is how adiation and repudiation works. Thank you for listening.